اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه. السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. I really and warmly welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Six letters are there. They are called throat letters.
Oh.
Throat letters. What letters do you produce the sound with your throat?
Ayn.
Ah, Ayn. Next one.
Haw.
Ha. Ha. Next one.
Ha.
Ha. Next one.
Ta.
No.
Ta comes from your throat.
Ha.
Ta. Ta.
Ha.
Ra.
Ghain.
Ghain. Okay.
Ha. Ko.
How many letters? Count them.
Ba.
Ayn. Ha. Kha. Ghain.
Ha.
Two more letters. Ha and ha.
Ha.
Both are from the throat then. Throat letter means you do not use your tongue. You do not use your lips. You do not use like the roof, okay? Or the top of your mouth. Okay?
Yes.
You just use the throat. Look. So every sound comes from the throat. They are called throat letters. Either the top part of your throat, the middle part, or the last part. Okay?
Yes.
For example, the letter kh comes from the top part of
top
the throat.
Top part.
Top part of the throat.
Yes.
Okay? Ha, middle part.
Middle.
These six letters, okay? These six letters. They are called throat letters, okay? So these throat letters, always, whenever they come after Tanween or Nun Sakin, you must apply the rule Idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar. It means you clearly have to pronounce the Nun Sakin or Tanween. The Nun Sakin must be Nun. For example, if it is the word Man, it should be Man. It shouldn't be Mau. Mau. May. Mal. Mer. No. You don't have to change it to any other sound. Nun is sakin stays as nun is sakin. Okay? It is sakin. Sakin becomes sakin. It stays the same, okay? Man ahadan kufuwan ahad kufuwan ahad an ahad. Tanween must be tanween. Nun is sakin must be nun is sakin. Easy, right?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So, if something is easy and you learn it well, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Now, we will go through the Arabic words, okay, in the Quran, inshallah, and let's see. We will find the examples or not, okay? But first of all, let me say how to pronounce it, okay? Even Nun is Sakin or Tanween is followed by any of these throat letters, okay? The Nun is Sakin or Tanween is pronounced clearly from its respective origination without ghunna. Ghunna means you merge them, okay? No nasal sound.
Yes.
You say, for example, ma, no nasal sound. Nun is nun. Man, من easy.
Yes.
It means do not force yourself to apply any other rule. The noon must be noon. Do not apply any rule. Idhar means do not apply any rule, it says. While idgham, ikhfa, iqlab talks about new rules. But idhar says that stay the same, okay? Do not change anything. The same thing. So, is that clear now?
Yes.
Is idhar for you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It is, alhamdulillah, clear for you, and that's easy. So, I'm saying this example. For example, min ahli. Min ahli. Do we have any noon sakin? Min,
yes, in min
ahli. Noon sakin, right?
Yes.
So, tell me the letter that comes after noon sakin. Min ahli.
Alif.
Hamza.
Hamza, that's great. So, yeah, that has Aleph. But when Hamza comes, remember, I told you in Lebanon 2 as well, I will repeat it again. When Hamza comes either on the top of the letter Aleph or beneath the letter Aleph, it is Hamza, no longer Aleph. It must be pronounced Hamza. Well, Aleph and Hamza, they have the same meaning, okay? The same sound, I'm sorry. And whenever Hamza comes with the letter waw, on the top of the letter waw, again, it is Hamza. It's no longer waw, okay? For example, mu'minun. We have meem, we have waw, but on the top of waw we have Hamza. Then minun, okay? Mu'minun. You should not say mu'minun.
Yes.
Mu'minun. The letter waw is no longer the letter waw, okay? It changes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the letter Hamza, when it comes on the top of the letter Ya or beneath the letter Ya, it is again Hamza. The letter Ya will be no longer the letter Ya. Okay? So for the letter Hamza, we have only and only one form. And that is its isolated form. It comes alone. One form it has. Like Ba has like four forms. It comes in the beginning, middle, final, alone. Okay?
Yes.
Other letters have like two forms, four forms, okay? Different forms. But the letter Hamza has only one form, and that's this sign, like the head of the letter Ayn. Okay?
Yes.
But it comes with other letters. It goes, sits on the top of the letter Aleph, sits on the top of the letter Waw, sits on the top of the letter Ya. Okay? It finds like, it likes chairs, okay? Goes, sits on that chair. The next year, the next year, okay? قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So you have to, in that case, you have to say it. So من أهلي. What comes after noon sakin?
Hamza.
So is Hamza from the throat letters?
Yes.
Okay. What rule should we apply?
Izhar.
So izhar. Do clearly say the noon sakin. How do you say?
Min ahli.
Good. How do you say?
Min ahli.
Great.
Thawar. Min ahli.
That's nice. You do not have to say min ahli. No other rules must be applied. It must stay the same as it is. Nun sakin must be nun sakin. Alhamdulillah, you learned it, right? Min ahli, no changes. It's not the meaning of min ahli, okay? No changes should be here, okay? Min ahli, easy as that. Next word. An hum. An hum. Do we have any nun sakin?
Yes.
After nun sakin.
Ha.
Ha. The rough one or the soft one?
Soft.
An hum.
Mm.
So, should we apply any rule here?
Yes.
No.
No rule, just say it.
Yes.
And that is, just say it, is the rule of har. Yeah, it is a rule. Good one. It is a rule, but there's no changes to it. How do you say Ruhullah, this word? How do you read this word? An hum, how do you read it?
An hum.
Do not, prolong the n sound, okay? An hum, no. Just nun sakin, make it appear, okay? And go on. An hum, Do not say anhum. You say that I make it really clear, okay? Do not make it really clear, okay? Just make it clear.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You say an, look at nun, an, it's very, very clear, yes? Do not make it very, very clear, okay? Just make it clear. Anhum, min ahli, anhum, simple as that.
Yes.
Next word. Inshallah, we'll have some examples. Then we'll go to the verses of the Holy Quran. These are examples from the Quran, okay?
Yes.
Next example. لِمَنْ خَشِيَ. لِمَنْ خَشِيَ. So, find the noon in ساكين.
لِمَنْ.
لِمَنْ. So, what letter comes after it? خَشِيَ. خَ. The letter خَ. Great. So, is the letter kha from throat letters?
Yes.
Yes, it is. How do you say this? This word?
Liman khash.
Yeah. Liman khashiya.
Yes.
Should we do anything with the letter noon?
No.
No, nothing, okay? No, nothing. Yes. Do not touch it, just say it. Liman khashiya.
Yes. لِمَنْ خَشِيَ.
Nice one. Repeat it after me. لِمَنْ خَشِيَ.
لِمَنْ خَشِيَ.
Okay, do not change it like to any other sounds, okay?
Yes.
نُغُنَّ, for example. نُبَ, the letter ba. Sometimes we change it. When ba comes, for example, we change it to meme sound. لِمَنْ, for example. Yes. If there is a meme instead of kha, okay? If there is, for example, ra after the letter noon, لِمَرْ, we say, for example. It changes to other sounds, okay? But when throat letters come after, like any of the throat letters come after the letter Nun Sakin or the Tanween, of course, we do not change the sound, okay? The Nun Sakin or Tanween stays the same. So let's go to some other words, okay? صراط الذين. صراط الذين. What comes next? The ayah. Say the ayah.
أنعمت.
أنعمت. Okay. Yes. أنعمت. So, أن. Nun is talking, right?
Yes.
عمت. What's the letter?
عين.
عين. عين is from the throat letters.
Yes.
Yes. So, the rule? إظهار.
إظهار.
Which means? No rule,
no.
No new rule, okay, actually. So it stays the same.
Yes.
So, أَنْعَمْتَ. Recite the ayah. For what? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ.
صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَعْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ.
صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. أَنْعَمْتَ. أَنْعَمْتَ. Make it clear, okay? أَنْعَمْتَ. Do not say أَعْعَمْتَ or أَنْعَمْتَ. No. Do not make it difficult for yourself, okay? When yes. things are easy, let them stay in that simplicity, okay? Yes. Do not change them, okay? So, alhamdulillah, that these examples were for Nun Sakin. Now let's say some examples for
Tanween.
Tanween. Okay. So, inshallah, one example I will tell you. Then the next examples, we'll take a break, okay? Our brothers are tired, okay? Let them have a coffee or something. Then we'll come back, okay? I mean our brothers and sisters who are listening to us, okay? So, for example, عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّ. عَبْدًا. عَبْدًا. On the top of dal, we have تَنْوِين فَتْحَ. عَبْدًا إِذَا. So what comes after تَنْوِين فَتْحَ?
حَمْزَة.
حَمْزَة. So the same rule as نُونِ سَاكِن. Should we change?
No.
The
no.
The تَنْوِين must be?
The same.
تَنْوِين, the نُون sound. عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Should we prolong the sound? عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى.
No.
Do not make it like more beautiful, okay? It is beautiful. Do not change it. So, عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. That's it, okay? Inshallah, the next examples, we will come back. And please stay with us. Join us again. See you, inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان